And we welcome you back into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, and it's around 9:40. Getting a chance to talk today here with Fannie Fang. She is a candidate for the Riley County Commission in District 2. Good morning, Fannie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Brandon.
You bet. It's a pleasure to talk with all of our candidates here for the races. Of course, election's a little bit of ways away, but we just got through the primary, about a month ago today, in fact. First of all, tell us a little bit more about yourself and kind of how you got interested in and running in this District 2 race here.
Absolutely. So, you know, my introduction to the County Commission was when Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez made the racist comments about how Riley County is less susceptible to COVID-19 because there's a small Asian population. That was back in, I believe, March. And so 6 months later, I think the statistics show that he was very wrong about that. And, you know, when that happened, of course, as a Chinese American, that's hurtful. But when I take that, when I take a big step back and look at the implications of those type of comments, what that showed me was that there is an elected official who is not really there to represent all of his people. And then I was working with the Manhattan Alliance for Peace and Justice on transparency with the County Commission. The two demands were live streaming of County Commission meetings and a mechanism for virtual public comment. And while we did get live streaming, it took 2 months to get that in the middle of a pandemic. And we're talking about a county that has, you know, $68 million in budget, a robust staff. And I don't want to say this to minimize the fact that they do have other expenses and other things to do, but in a pandemic where it's unsafe for many people to come out to be in public, that should have been one of the first things that the County Commission did, is live stream those meetings and provide a mechanism for virtual public comment, which is not there. And so when I was doing that work with MAPJ, I realized that not only is there racism embedded in this county commission, which then leads to ineffective policy, there's also this lack of care and compassion for people and for what's and an understanding of what's going on right now. And so in May, getting really towards to the filing deadline, I finally said, you know what, I feel supported in this journey by the community, by my family, and, you know, let's do it. I want to exercise the privileges that I have, the experiences I have for the people who have supported me my entire life. Riley County. One thing that I realized is, so I went to school at New York University. I was raised here, went to Catholic school, went to Manhattan High. In college, I went to the Big Apple, New York City, NYU. And that's a very expensive university. And the only way my parents were able to afford that was people shopping at my parents' grocery store. And so, so I felt like, you know what, I need to come home. I need to stay home and I need to support this community, because this community supported me and my family when we needed it the most. And now in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of social unrest, I need to be here and give everything I got, because this community gave me and my family everything they had. So that's why I'm running for Riley County Commission District 2.
Okay. Well, we saw both the incumbents in the primary get ousted here by their Republican challengers. You're running as a Democrat. How are you planning to appeal in District 2? And this is a district that kind of goes into North County a little bit, and I'm sure it has a pretty strong Republican backing.
Good Good question. And first, compassion has no boundaries. I acknowledge that there are some polarizing issues out there, and that it is difficult to come. It's difficult these days to get people from both sides of the aisles just to even have a conversation. But the message I want to send to anyone out there, Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, no matter what your political affiliation is, I am someone who is incredibly open. I am someone who will be honest and transparent with you, and I'm someone who will always have an open door to you. I will do my best to reach out to you, and I will try to, start that conversation. But I also recognize that people have their boundaries, and that ultimately, when people are ready to have those conversations, that's when I don't want to push too much. But what I want to say is that my number one goal is to build a better Riley County for all. That doesn't just mean people within my circle. It means people who may not have a similar background as me. For example, yes, I was raised in the city of Manhattan. I went to New York City. And so I understand the perception is that I'm a city girl. What a lot of people don't know is that my family has backgrounds in agriculture, and it was in rural China. But I understand the importance of farming, of agriculture. I understand that dynamic. And I have been able to apply that to a lot of what I do. One thing that my dad told me at a very young age was if you look at someone's hands, compare them to a farmer's hand, and that's how you identify how hard of a worker they are. And so that's the mentality that I grew up with. And so even though my resume and where I currently live does not necessarily, does not reflect Northern Riley County. I can say that whenever I go up there and speak to Northern Riley County residents, I really do resonate with their lifestyle. And a lot of it's just because of the lessons I've learned of, you work hard and you support your community. The other thing I would say is that, when I think about the village mentality, again, it's back to having those conversations, and that you can agree to disagree, but at least you're still having those conversations. And I hope that I can continue to have those conversations with Northern Riley County residents and with everyone here in the city of Manhattan.
All right. Obviously, that's a big issue from the North County residents has been with the ambulance issues. What is your stance on that, and what maybe could be done better?
Absolutely. I've had conversations with senior level employees within the EMS station, and what I can say is that they are committed to having a fifth ambulance truck, which then is dedicated to Northern Riley County. They've heard the concerns, and that makes me feel good that at least with the EMS department that the that that they themselves acknowledge that need. Now, the issue is now with that being said, the issue is the fact that the county commission has never actually executed on that. I know that there were commissioners who said, well, we only get X amount of calls. How can we justify that? Justify the cost. And EMS and in this conversation I had, this individual said to me, EMS is not meant to make money. This individual says that EMS should be a revenue losing business, quote unquote, or service, because it is about serving the people. And I agree with that this is not about making money. If we can just break even, that is what matters. And so the county commission needs to come together and say, okay, where can we potentially allocate funds to developing that ambulance station? Now, funds are clearly dwindling. the sales tax question has been on everyone's mind. But I think that this is also about reprioritizing how we use this budget. You know, do we, you know, for this service, do they need that much right now? And can we use some of those funds for something that is, you know, literally life or death when it comes to this ambulance station? Short term, though, you know, this is a very long term conversation. And it'll take a lot of, you know, a lot of coordination and collaboration, not only just with EMS, but with, you know, potentially with the cities out in northern Riley County, probably RCPD in the sense of the dispatcher center. So there's a lot of different coordination and collaboration that needs to happen. But short term, another thing that I was very I came out of that conversation with EMS very hopeful about is that EMS wants people to know that they're not just there for emergency services. Like, they are there to provide healthcare, and the fact that they understand that, you know, community paramedicine is important, and that is a way to address the lack of healthcare out in Northern Riley County. They want to do that. And they believe that they have the talent and resources to do that. Now, what they need and what a lot of other entities around Riley County need is leadership from the county commission in saying, okay, I hear your vision. How can I help you from this seat as a county commissioner?
All right. Sounds good. Fanny, I'm about out of time here, but we're going to do some more in-depth candidate interviews in October. I'll give you the last word here. Just anything else you want to convey to listeners?
You know, I said this earlier. And I want to reiterate it here, is that compassion truly has no boundaries. I acknowledge that things are incredibly polarizing. And that what's happening in our community, in our country, it's very deeply felt, not just when it comes to COVID, but when it comes to our economy, when it comes to the racial injustices. And what I want to let residents know is that I am at your disposal. My background is in marketing and social media, and part of the way my brain is, functions is to do outreach and is to understand where you are coming from and finding that middle ground. And so I want you to know that even though I am a candidate for public office, I am a community leader, I am a community activist, I am incredibly involved in many different things. And if there's anything I can do to help support whatever it is you're doing, or if you just want a conversation, please do not hesitate to reach out. I'm here to support all Riley County residents.
Okay. Fanny Feng, she is a candidate for District 2 on the Riley County Commission. She'll be challenging Greg McKinley in the upcoming general election this November. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Brandon. Have a great day.
You too. Stay tuned. More in Focus continues after this on KMAN.